Hello, I'm Jim Lee with the BBC News. China has announced that its economy grew by 6.9% last year. The figure was in line with expectations, but it's the slowest rate of growth for the world's second largest economy in 25 years, Karishma Vaswamy reports.
How China performs economically is crucial for the rest of the world. Its economic boom over the last three decades created massive demand for commodities like coal and copper. An entirely new middle class was created too, helping to push up demand for foreign goods and services. But in recent years, slowing growth in China has dampened hopes that it could continue to drive the global economy. The real concern, though, is just how badly China's economy is likely to do in the future. Critics say China's data is unreliable and that real growth figures may be much weaker than what officials say it is.
New medical research says there are more than 2.6 million stillbirths across the world every year, and two-thirds of them are in Africa. Writing in the journal The Lancet, a team from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says there's been little progress in reducing stillbirths, which are mostly preventable. Here's our Africa editor, Richard Hamilton.
Among the most staggering findings is that on current trends, it would take more than 160 years before the average pregnant woman in sub-Saharan Africa has the same chance of her baby being born alive as does a woman today in a high-income country. The authors of the report say improvements have been made in maternal health and in child deaths, but not in reducing stillbirths, what they call the silent killer.
The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has signed a law that imposes tougher sentences on the perpetrators of acid attacks. Anyone convicted of such crimes will now serve between 12 and 50 years in jail. More details from our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha.
The ceremony at the presidential palace in Bogota was attended by several victims of acid attacks. Among them was Natalia Ponce de Leon, after whom the new law was named. She became a high-profile campaigner after having her face disfigured by a neighbor who'd become obsessed with her in 2014. About 100 people, most of them women, are estimated to be targeted every year.
The guitarist and songwriter Glenn Frey, a founding member of the American band The Eagles, has died in New York. He was 67 and had been suffering from several illnesses. Co-founder Don Henley called him the spark plug, the man with the plan. The group took elements of pop, rock and country to create the laid-back Californian sound that made them hugely popular in the 1970s. Frey wrote and sang on some of their best-known hits, including this one.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences.
World News from the BBC. The son of the Shia Muslim cleric, Nimr al-Nimr, who was executed by Saudi Arabia, has criticised the West for failing to put more pressure on the Saudi government. In a BBC interview, Muhammad al-Nimr said the US and British alliances with the kingdom were not in the long-term interests of their peoples. He argued that the conservative Wahhabi form of Islam practiced in Saudi was the same ideology that the Islamic State group uses to legitimise its actions. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has accused certain states and governments in Europe of actively obstructing efforts to improve conditions for migrants and refugees. It said an MSF psychologist had noticed a significant increase in the number of panic attacks and self-harm attempts by migrants trapped at a Greek border crossing after Macedonia closed its borders. Meta Sikrika reports.
MSF cites the Greek island of Kos, where there is still no reception facility. It said conditions had become so inhumane in reception centres in Italy that the charity had to leave. Some European countries' policy of closing the borders served not as a deterrent, but merely to increase the suffering of people stranded in no man's land.
Here in the UK, an equality campaign group, Stonewall, has named Britain's domestic spy agency MI5 as the country's best employer for gay and lesbian staff. Ben Ando has been finding out why.
Stonewall asked more than 60,000 workers about the training and support offered to lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender colleagues. It says that as well as improving the lives of such staff, MI5 and the other organisations on the list benefit from greater productivity and a more creative workplace environment. Reaching the number one spot marks a turnaround for the security service. Up to the 1990s, homosexual men and women were barred from spying jobs with MI5 for fear that they might be vulnerable to blackmail and therefore pose a security risk.